This is the first Sunday of the creation season of the United Church of Canada. While other churches follow the regular cycle of the church, we celebrate an extra liturgical season. The root of this creation season is found in the old liturgical Ember Days, days set aside in each of our seasons to ask for God's blessing on our life and the land. Our colour is orange, associated with enthusiasm, creativity, fruitfulness and endurance, and strength, as well as with sunrise and sunset, fall and harvest. Nature's last burst of colour before winter, it is the red of passion tempered by the yellow of wisdom. Creation can be an action or an end result of taking time to create. In this church season, we are invited into a season of creating, perhaps to make new, to use our imagination to be differently, to offer different opportunities, to invite new visions. Creation is the world we live in, a continuously changing, growing, and moving planet with all of its quirks and creatures. Creation is living with endurance, strength, and fruitfulness. It is living together. It is being aware that we are a small part of something much bigger than we are. Creation and creating means change. It means doing something, not just sitting back and waiting for something to happen. It is engagement. It is commitment. And this is where our scriptures connect today. It is in the call to action, the call to be active in creating God's vision of the world and how it could be. Hear the voice of Jesus say, "Treat people equally. It doesn't matter what they look like or where they come from. Even the poorest folk are God's people. Don't think that you are better than others. You are not. You don't get to choose which laws you will follow and which ones you won't. If you don't love your neighbor, you're not loving God." The creative action we are invited into is to offer opportunities to those in need, to use our imagination to see how we can help others, to move our vision past ourselves into a living, loving faith without judgment. It's not easy to do. To tear yourself away from what is comfortable, to put your energy into caring for others when you are having a hard time caring for yourself. Even Jesus struggled with that. The story from Mark shows us that this woman, sometimes named as the Syrophoenician woman, came to Jesus for help. She wasn't Jewish. She didn't belong to the community he was a part of or that he saw himself called to serve. So this stranger came for help, and he said, "I am here to help others first." She answered by saying there should be enough for everyone. She challenged Jesus. The most faithful one struggled to acknowledge that God's world wasn't limited to a few, but included all. Her creativity in responding to a barrier created an opportunity for Jesus to have a new vision of how to live his faith for all people in the world. Then we have the story of the healing of the deaf man. Imagine his life. With no social security, no government support, he was probably reliant on family to feed and clothe him. He was probably a beggar asking for food. Look at the change that he was introduced to by faith-filled actions. Jesus took some time with the man to determine the best way to help him, then put the plan into action. He didn't do it to gain respect. We know that because he told people not to tell about what he did. He did it because it was the right thing to do. His actions created new opportunities for the man to start living in community again. How do we faith-filled people engage in this creation story? There are many opportunities for us to do so. We can create opportunities for people to be fed, to be housed, to be safe. We can make choices that do not restrict others from having the basic necessities of life. We can think about the decisions we make. Who do they impact? Who loses if we win? We can listen to our own words and voices. When we say one of them or the others, we are judging others, as Jesus said we should not do. We can create new visions, new words, and new actions that will offer new opportunities for others, because we are in this world, God's creation, together. Compromise is necessary and is a creative way of living respectfully in and with God's creation. Our churches are currently in a whirlwind of creativity. We are still learning to work together, and that means thinking of how we support each other. We are figuring out new ways of interacting with our communities. We are part of a much bigger group that is working on new visions of being church, as our national church structure twists and turns to listen and learn and live into new opportunities and with new partners. The stories of Jesus challenge us to love God in all of our words and all of our actions. We are challenged by faith to be an integral part of the creative work of God. We are shown that it is okay to admit when we've missed a piece and then make it right. We are shown God's love in action, often. We are invited to really think about what our vision of the world is. Does it look like God's? Does it center around ourselves or around others? We are invited to figure out how we can be part of loving and caring for God's world. In this fall Ember season, we offer our thanks to God for challenging us to be creating, creative, and part of God's growing creation. Let us live our love for God by being God's creation people. Thanks be to God.